A couple of weeks ago, someone said to me, "Your homily, you've told that story before." Indeed, I had. I frequently look at what I wrote 3 or 6 or 18 years ago on that Sunday's readings, and sometimes I think, that was brilliant. Let's do it again. When I went back to this Sunday's homilies, I found a lot of transfiguration stories, but not a word on the sacrifice of Isaac. I've avoided this complicated and disturbing scene. To have knife, slaughter, and son in one sentence seems altogether too much for a Sunday morning, especially with children in the room. But it gripped me this time. It called up a saying familiar to writers: kill your darlings. You kill your darlings when you get rid of an unnecessary storyline, scene, words, or sentence that you love, that you've painstakingly crafted, but which really don't serve the overall story. Stephen King says, even when it breaks your egocentric little scribbler's heart, kill your darlings. To give up chocolate or Chardonnay for Lent is dear, but doesn't begin to get to the heart of the matter. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving is meant to seriously reset the sine qua non of the Christian enterprise, that is, to surrender any practice, any person, anything that comes between us and God, to rid ourselves of idols. Fasting creates the emptiness for the one and only God to fill, because all else is temporary. Everything and everyone will pass. Everything and everyone but God. George MacDonald writes that it is the lovely creatures God has made all around us that, until we know him, save us from the frenzy of aloneness. Those lovely ones all around us, spouses, partners, parents, children, companions, friends, are created to soothe us. Yet all of us have longings and yearnings that no one can answer. All of us need radical and absolute help that no human being can provide. We all rely on something: animal, vegetable, or mineral, a process or practice, some narcotic as a fix, something to get by. We have to get rid of elements that don't serve our overall story. In other words, kill your darlings.